وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salamun alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi and you're listening to your program for Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about different Quranic verses and Islamic teachings about human being. In the discussions that we had up until previous episodes, we talked about the capacity of human beings to make decisions, which we call free will. Now, this is an important discussion from different respects. As we go further, we talk about different forms of determinism, historical determinism, philosophical determinism, theological determinism, and there are different verses of the Holy Quran that might be misunderstood to imply the sense of jabr determinism, predestination. And there are also other verses of the Holy Quran that clearly state that human beings, they have free will and they're responsible for their actions. So this is a good discussion and necessary one to follow when we talk about human being in the Holy Quran. Now, in the previous episode, we said that when we talk about free will, we can understand free will in two senses. One sense is that when we have different conflicting internal desires and we need to make a decision which one to follow. For example, when I am left with three different choices and then one of them is in accordance with my desire, the other is in accordance with my intellect. For example, which one? For example, I'm sleeping in the morning and I really like to continue sleeping, but my intellect tells me you have to wake up, you have to go to work because this is your career, you need it. So this is a choice that I'm making. This is a case of exercising free will. And there are countless examples like this. And in another sense, we also use free will to indicate a situation in which there is an external force or lack thereof of an agent that would force us to do things. If there is an external force that forces me to do certain things, I say I don't have free will. And if there is no such external force, and then I can do whatever I want, I can say I have free will. And another thing is that we don't talk about free will in the utmost sense, like I have free will in the sense that I can do whatever I want, because this means being a god. But human beings, we know that we are not God. We have limited choices always about our life, about our careers, about different things that we encounter in life. We always have limited choices. But these limited choices, regardless, we have free will in choosing each option in those situations. Now, according to the verses of the Holy Quran, moral accountability comes with free will. It's impossible for a person to be morally accountable if he does not have free will. And that's why human beings can be blamed for the things that they do or praised for the things that they don't do, or vice versa. So, Quran says there are different classes, groups of verses of the Holy Quran by appealing to which we can understand that human being, or we can demonstrate, according to the verses of the Holy Quran, that human beings, they have free will. One of them is al-'ilm al-huduri, the consciousness that we have, the direct consciousness of free will that we have. For example, we can understand it that in a situation, any given situation, I am the one making the decision to do this or not, to continue speaking or to stop, or different other examples. This is called the ilm al-huduri. The verse referring to this is قُلْ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, حَقْ, truth is from your Lord. Whoever wants, he can follow. Whoever wants, he can disregard it. فليكفر means to show to be in gratitude to something, to show ingratitude to something. We will have a break and we come back to continue the discussion.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about Quranic verses that talk about the direct consciousness of free will among human beings. And don't forget, when we talk about free will, we are always talking about limited free will. Some people say, I am forced to do stuff because if I could do certain things, and when you ask him what those things are, they come up with some options that are completely out of the imagination of a normal person. Like, for example, becoming a god, or if I were born into a different family. We will talk about historical determinism, biological determinism, because people think that they have to do certain stuff because they are born in certain situation. We will see how much of this excuse is acceptable according to the verses of the Holy Quran and how much is not acceptable. Anyway, so limited free will is understood in a direct consciousness that we have of our own self. We know that this is me making the decision. Inna hadaynahu as-sabil imma shakran wa imma kafura. We have shown him, meaning man, a human being, we have shown him or her as-sabil, the path. So this is the path. If a person wants to follow the path towards hereafter, towards eternity, here's the path. Emma Shakran, whether they're grateful, they take it seriously. They take the matter of eternity seriously. That is one thing. That is one thing of itself. Some people, they don't take eternity seriously. They think dunya is the ultimate. This world is the ultimate destination of man. That's why they completely ignore the possibility of any life after death. So this is kind of disgracefulness, ingratitude. If a person gives you an address of something that you need, after a while, you need this address, but you just put it away. So this is ingratitude. But if you show gratitude, you appreciate that this is something that is going to help me in future. So Quran says we have shown him the way. We have given him the address. Emma Shakran, whether he shows gratitude, and this gratitude or being grateful or thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't mean just verbally thanking him. It means practically engaging in following the path. Emma Kafura, sometimes, unfortunately, people don't take it seriously, and it's a kind of ingratitude. So this was one way one path towards proving the free will. There's a line of poetry by Rumi. It says, the very fact that you sometimes, you're hesitant, the very fact that people have hesitation shows that they have free will. If you didn't have free will, you wouldn't hesitate. Hesitation happens when you know at the depth of your heart that you can go either way. And this is the meaning of free will. This is the meaning of moral accountability. Without free will, without considering and presupposing free will, we should cancel and shut down all courts of law. Because without free will, we cannot take people to accountability. When we take people to accountability, it shows that we have presupposed that they could do it and they could leave it. And if it is proven that the person did not have any other choice, yes, there is no moral accountability. Nobody says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to punish people for the things that they had to do. But the whole thing, the whole discussion is how they were forced to do it. Was it some imaginary force or was it a real force? We talk about it, inshallah, in the next episode. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah.
اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم.